We're on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, counting up from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom of Chachamim Omri. I just want to comment on Rabbi Sachnus's question from yesterday. I did a little research and I found that the Meiri addresses this question. And the question is, if you have an object like an Amud, in a Rishus HaYochid, we said you're not allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYochid onto the Amud. Why shouldn't that apply even inside one's own home? And you could have a table that's 10 Tfachim high and it's 4 by 4 Tfachim wide. So I'm not allowed to put anything onto the table. So the Meiri says that it only applies to what he calls a Chatzar Shel Rabim. In a Chatzar Shel Rabim, which can be very much confused with a Rishus HaRabim, insofar as many, many different people use that chatzah and have access to it. Therefore, if you have an amud out in a chatzah shel rabim, that would generate this gzeirah, shema yovo lekatef be'amud v'rishus harabim. Why? Because then you're going to make a change or you're going to switch a chatzah with a rishus harabim, but not within rishus hayoch. However, in the footnotes, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonasan, who says a whole different thing. Rabbeinu Yonasan says that it all depends upon bailus, whether you have one bailus or two bailus. So this I don't understand, because if, let's say, you would put your table into my house, you own the table, and that's your Rishus HaYochid, I own the rest of the house, and that's my Rishus HaYochid, then we're back to square one. I mean, would that be I don't know. So that much I don't know. But at least we have the Meiri. Okay. The Chachamim say, Kol Echad V'Echad Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. The Chachamim disagree both with Rabbi Shimon, who's on the other extreme, and even with Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir, in the case of Gagos, was of the opinion that unless one Gag is 10 Tfachim higher than the other Gag, you're allowed to carry from Reuven's Gag onto Shimon's contiguous Gag. And Rabbi Shimon went even further in the Mishnah, and he said you can carry from a Gag to a Chotzer, from a Chotzer to a Gag, from a Gag to a Karpa, from a Karpa to a Chotzer, all these places that ain't Tashmishan Tadir, that are not designated for Dira, but you use them on occasion, like a Chotzer, a Karpa, or a Gag. All these Rishuyos are one and the same. You're allowed to carry from one to the other. And the Chacham reject this outright, even in the case of Gag L'Gag. So that's called, in the language of the Chacham, Rishus, called Ech V'Echad Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. And you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to the other, unless there's an Erev. So if I want to carry from my Chatzer into your Chatzer, I need an Erev. Now in general, that is pretty much the case, that you don't carry from one chatzah to the other without an eruv. The chiddush here, the chachamim, would be, even if, let's say, the other chatzah is not owned by someone else, so that if I'm going from one private rishus hayochid to another private rishus hayochid, for sure I need an eruv. I don't need the chachamim to tell me that. But let's assume that he's not carrying, let's say, from his house out to a chatzer, and then from that chatzer to another chatzer. He's got two contiguous chatzeros, and he wants to carry kelim that are in one chatzer to the other chatzer. The chachamim say you're not allowed to do that, even though Rabbi Shimon would allow it, because Rabbi Shimon says it's not a makom yuchad ledira. Rabbi Shimon himself would only require an Eruv if you're carrying from your house out to a chatzah that's common with other people, that you're sharing one chatzah with many other balei batim and many dayorim, so then you need an Eruv. But if you can isolate, let's say, two chatzeros, that it's not two batim that share one common chatzah, but you have two different chatzeros, then Rabbi Shimon does away with the requirement of an Eruv. Itmar. Now, what we're going to now study is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And this machlokes is going to touch on the case of Gag LeGag, according to the Shitas Chachamim. So let's say you have two homes, one of Reuven and one of Shimon that are contiguous. Each one has a Gag. And the Chachamim say you're not allowed to carry from one Gag to another Gag. However, can I carry on my own Gag? And Shmuel is going to tell us something that's intuitive. You're allowed to carry on your own Gag. But Rav Amar, Ein Metaltolin, Ela B'Arba Amos. Since your Gag is contiguous to your friend's Gag, to Shimon's Gag next to you, you're not allowed to carry on your Gag beyond Arba Amos. And this is what we call Rishus HaNifritzah. On many occasions we spoke about the following. You have a Rishus that's your private Rishus, but it opens up into another Rishus, which you're not allowed to carry from your Rishus into that Rishus. And if it's Nifritzah B'Meloa L'Rishus Acheres, and that other Rishus is also betiltal, then even your Rishus becomes also betiltal. So if your Gag is completely open to the Gag of your neighbor, then Rav says, according to Chachamim, since you're not allowed to carry from your Gag to your neighbor's Gag, then we apply the principle of Rishus Shenifzah B'Meloa L'Rishus Acheres Asur Olam, and that generates an Iser in this Rishus, which is Nifritzah. Now again, if there were mechitzos between your Gag and your neighbor's Gag, that would be a whole nother story. But since it's absolutely open, so your chatzer, your Gag, opens up into another Rishus, which you're not allowed to carry to, if it's all the way open, then you're not allowed to carry even within your own Rishus, up to Arba Amos. Ushmuel Amar Mutal Etaltil Bekulo. It's his own Gag, and he's allowed to carry from one end of the Gag to the other. So now the question arises, well, what is Shmuel going to do with that principle that's so fundamental to Erevin, that Mokom, or Rishus, Nifritzah, Bimloa, L'Rishus Acheres Hasura, generates an Issa Tiltal even in this Rishus? Apparently, Shmuel holds that there are mechitzos between one Gag and the next Gag. I don't see any mechitzos. Do you see any mechitzos? It's one contiguous Gag. The answer must be that Shmuel is operating with the principle of God Asik Mechitzta, which means that the walls of the house rise all the way up till Shomayim, and those mechitzos of the house now become mechitzos above the house surrounding the Gag. So now there's a hefsek, there's a separation between your Gag next door and my Gag here, because we have mechitzos lamata and the mechitzos go lamala. So we're going to apply the principle, the halacha Moshe Misina of God Asik Mechitzta, and we're going to separate one Gag from the other, not visually, you can't see it with your eye, because with your eye you're going to see two flat Gagos without any hefsek between them. But the hefsek here is below the surface, and that is the mechitzos of the house, which are mechitzos lemata, and now we're going to make them into mechitzos lemala, so that each house and each Gag is now surrounded by its own mechitzos. So we don't have a case of a rishus that's prutza bimloa lemokavos. So it's not prutza. Why? Because there are mechitzos. So whereas Rav looks for those mechitzos, he doesn't find them, and therefore what he sees visually in front of his eyes is a Rishus HaPrutza B'mloa L'mokav Asula. And therefore Rav says that you're not allowed to carry even in this Rishus beyond four Amos. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, well, you look deeper below the surface, and what you'll see is not a Rishus HaPrutza B'mloa, but rather Rishus HaMukefes Mechitzos. And the Mechitzos are Mafsikos between one Gag and the other Gag. Where are these Mechitzos? These are the mechitzos that come flying from the bottom all the way up to the Shamayim because of the principle, the halacha Moshe Misina of God Asik Mechitzta. So the Gemara points out the following. Biofen, if you had a case of mechitzos nikaros, If you would have actual physical mechitzos that would separate one Gog from the other, which means that there's no avir, there's no airspace that goes from one Gog to the other, because between one Gog and the other there's a mechitza, and you're standing on the Gog, and what do you see in front of you? In the point at which your Gog hits the next guy's Gog, your neighbor's Gog, you see a mechitza. It's kuliyamalo pligi. Even Rav would agree that in such a case, you're allowed to carry as much as you want on top of your house. Why? Because that's called mechitzos hanikaros. Nikaros means mechitzos that are visible to the naked eye. You'd be allowed to be metaltal, even according to Rav, from one end of your Gog to the other end of the Gog, because what separates your Gog from your neighbor's Gog is mechitzos hanikaros. What then is the machlokas? Ki pligi b'machitzo sheino nikaros. We have two houses that are connected one to the other. And if you stand on a Gog, you're not going to see any machitza that separates your Gog from his Gog. Is Rav Omar a metaltal in Bo'er al-Badar Amas? And Rav is not going to recognize those imaginary machitzos. De'lo amrino and go to asig machitza, since these machitzos are not what? They're not visible, they ain't any karos, we don't apply the principle of God asking mechitzah. Which is fascinating because, again, unless somebody proves me that I'm wrong, which is very possible, I would assume that according to Rav, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai now has a built-in restriction. And we limit God asking mechitzah, the way it was handed down from Moshe at Sinai, to the case of mechitzos nikaros. Even in a case of mechitzos she'enam nikaros, because according to Shmuel, there's an absolute rule of go to asig mechitzta. Where do I see these mechitzos? Nowhere. But there are mechitzos. Now, the whole thrust of the sugi that we're going to learn today is that Rav Yosef is going to basically deny that Shmuel ever said this. In other words, there's going to be a perspective here that it is absolutely fundamental and there's no room for debate or argument about the requirement of mechitzos nikaros. Tonight we learned that Mishnah. Now this is going to be a raya for Shmuel in the original formulation of Shmuel as we have it. And the Mishnah says, Chacham Omrim, kol echad v'echad. Every one of those gagos is reshus li'atzma. Here we turn to Pei Tes Amid Beis. And the Gemara thinks reshus li'atzma means that every gag is a separate reshus, and therefore you're allowed to carry on the entire gag from one end of the gag to the other. Bishleim l'Shmuel Nicha. According to Shmuel, I understand that even though you have two gagos that are contiguous one to the other, but we apply the principle, go to Asik Mechitzta, and the Mechitzas Lamata become Mechitzas Lamala, and therefore each gag is considered Rishus Bifnei Atzmi, you're allowed to carry from one end of the gag to the other. Ela L'Rav, Kasha, Barav, who holds that you're limited in your tiltil to four Amos. That means to say that we don't view each Gog as a Rishus Bifnei Atzma, but on the contrary, we view this Gog as if it opens up into the next Gog, and it is a Rishus HaPrutza LeMakom HaOseres. Is therefore, we don't allow Tiltal, according to Rav, on the Gog. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Rishus LiAtzma? Rishus LiAtzma implies that you're allowed to carry within that Rishus. It's a separate entity, Rishus, and you're allowed to carry in it. Bikulo. Amri Bei Rav. So in the Yeshiva of Rav, they gave an answer to this question. Bishmei the Rav, and they quoted Rav. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say that every single Gak is a Rishus Liatzma for a Kula purposes, to allow you the leniency of carrying throughout the entire Gak. On the contrary, what the Mishnah is intending to tell you is Rishus Liatzma lahachmir, not lahakil, which means shlo yitaltel shtei amos begagzeh u shtei amos begagzeh. In other words, the Mishnah wants to tell you that although you're allowed to carry on your roof up to 4 amos, but not beyond 4 amos, let's say you started carrying 2 amos on your gag, and now you want to complete, you know, your carrying by adding an extra couple amos on his gag. And again, even though Rav concedes to the Chacham that you're allowed to carry on your gag up to 4 amos, but nevertheless, you can't combine your 2 amos that you're allowed on your gag with 2 amos on his gag, because every gag is a rishus b'fnei atzmo, and you're carrying from one rishus to the other. And if you don't have an eruv between the two gagos, then you're being motzim rishus l'rishus. So this is the way Rav completely revolutionized our understanding of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. And we thought that Rishus Liatzma means Lekula, that you're allowed to carry throughout that Rishus. No, Rishus Liatzma means not it's a Rishus to itself, but it's a Rishus that's separated from the other Rishus. That's what he meant by Liatzma in the Mishnah. And that's Lechumra, to tell you that there's no way you can complete within the 4 amos, carrying from one Gag to the other, because each Gag is a separate Rishus. Now, the Tosis Rid is bothered by the following question. Why did the Gemara have to stretch its arm out to protect and defend Rav by reinterpreting the Mishnah of Rishus Liatzma? Why couldn't the Gemara just simply answer that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Batim that have Mechitzos Nikaros? Maybe there are mechitzos that separate one gag from the other. And Rav would agree that in such a case, if there are physical mechitzos that are obvious to the naked eye that separate one gag from the other, then you're allowed to carry throughout your entire gag, because then we're going to apply the principle of godasig mechitzos as long as we could see the mechitza. So he says the Tosus read that the Gemara preferred to give this teretz, that you're not allowed to carry 2 amos from one gag to and another 2 amos on the other gag, because that teretz really gives us all the different cases. Everything's included under that teretz. So the Gemara now, he has a kash on Rav from a brisa. For ha omar Rebbe Lazar, ki avina ben bavel, have amrinon, be Rav mishmei de Rav Amri, Ein metaltelin bo ela 4 amos. Vahani de Beis Shmuel tanu. Even though Rav was, you know, his ruling was transmitted that on the gag itself, that's parts to the next gag, according to Chacham, you're not allowed to carry 4 amos on your own gag. But in the yeshiva of Shmuel, they brought a brice. And the Brisa clearly would support Shmuel. And that's going to be a question on Rav, because Rav can't argue against the Brisa. What does the Brisa say? Ein Lahem, meaning Lahem is referring to each one of the Balei Agagos. There's Reuven owns one Gag and Shimon owns the contiguous Gag. Ela Gagon. Which means that you cannot cross from one Gag to the other. Well, that sounds pretty neutral. I mean, that's basically what it says in the Mishnah itself, that you can't carry from one gag to the other. Why is this akasha on Rav? So the Gemara says, you know what the Brisa means, elagagon, my, ein lahem elagagon, lav doesn't really mean to shari litatule bekule, that he has his gag. We thought, before the Gemara's kasha, and that's probably the way Rav understood the Brisa, that when it says Ein Lahem Ela Gagon, what it really means is you should know that you're not allowed to carry, let's say, 2 amos here and then cross over and carry another 2 amos into the gag of your neighbor. But the Gemara wants to say no, that Ein Lahem Ela Gagon is implying a kula, that your gag you have, you cannot cross over to his gag and carry there from your gag over to his gag, but your gag is your gag. I mean, it's all one rishus. So the Gemara says, "Mi alima mi masnisen." Your kasha with the brisa is stronger than the kasha that you asked me from the Mishnah. And when you ask me the kasha from the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say that it's a rishus li atzmo, which you implied that Rishus Liatzva means you can carry throughout the entire Gag, and I told you no, Rishus Liatzva means that you're not allowed to carry into his Gag. Diokimna Shalo Yitalto Shtei Amos Begag Zeh, Shtei Amos Begag Zeh, Hachinami here too, in this Braisa, I'm going to tell you that when it says Ein Lehem Ela Gagon, it means that you might think, well, on my Gag I'm carrying two Amos, I didn't violate the Issur of carrying it four Amos, let me be Mashlim the other two Amos by carrying it into my friend's Gag. And the answer is that he's not allowed to do so. So Ein Lehem Ela Gagon doesn't mean that there's a Kula that we're giving you your Gag from beginning to end, from one end to the other. Ein Lehem Ela Gagon means don't even dream about crossing over the borderline into his Gag. And basically the Gemara is saying, to summarize, that whatever interpretation we had for the Mishnah to defend Rav, we'll use the same interpretation for the Braisa. Amar Rav Yosef lo shmiel li hashmaitata. This statement, this transmission in the name of Shmuel, that God asik mechitzta, applies even in a mechitzah shein in ikeres. So you have a bias and you have a gag. The gag, according to Shmuel, in that version of Shmuel, is completely surrounded by mechitzos. And therefore you can carry from one end of the gag. I never heard such a thing. Now, whenever Rav Yosef says, I never heard such a thing, it really means two things. It might mean that he forgot, but beyond that, it means that even if somebody would quote my saying so, I'm going to deny I said it, meaning it's wrong. So Amalei Abaye is always the outstanding disciple of Yosef, who reminds Rav Yosef of what he taught them before he was sick. At Amrit Nilon, you said this in the name of Shmuel, and V'aha Amrit Nilon, and you said it in the context of a Mishnah. This Mishnah is a little bit later on in the Perek, and the Mishnah says in Daf Tzadi Beis that if there is a Gag Gadol Hasamuch Lekatan. Okay, Rabosai, hold your seats over here, because I worked very hard on this sugya and I'm still grappling with this sugya. There are many, many different dimensions here to this case of a Gag Gadol that's samuch to a Gag Katan. And this is where Masechta Erevin tests you to see, survival of the fittest, because you have to know half of the Masechta to understand this one case over here. Okay. So the Mishnah discusses the following scenario. You have a larger Gag that's contiguous to a smaller Gag. So that means that basically what you're looking at is a smaller structure, let's call it a square, that is flat up against a larger square. The larger square represents the house next door, which has a very large Gag. And the house in front is a smaller house that has a smaller Gag. So the Mishnah says the following. Hagadol mutar v'katan asur. It means that even according to the Chachamim, because again, we're assuming that if there's a problem of carrying from one Gag to the other, that could only be the Chachamim, because Rabbi Shimon and even Rabbi Meir, for that matter, would allow carrying from one Gag to the other. So we're in the mindset here, we have to put on our headsets of the Chachamim, and you're not allowed to carry from one Gag to the other, but in this case, you're allowed to carry from the Gag Gadol to the Gag Katan, not the reverse. So that means that somehow we're going to have to conclude that even though Rav, in his understanding of the Chachamim, prohibited you from carrying within the confines of your Gag more than four Amos, and that is because your Gag is contiguous to his Gag without Mechitzos Nikaros between them, Nevertheless, Rav is going to have to admit that according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to carry on your Gag in the case of a Gag Gadol. And it must be that if you're allowed to carry anywhere on your Gag, in the case of the Bala HaGag Gadol, that we're going to apply the principle of go to Asik Mechitos. And again, we're going to have to ask ourselves, well, first of all, the Mechitos are Enum Nikoros, and secondly, if you apply God Asik Mechitos to be Matir Tiltal on the Gag Gadol, why aren't you be fair and be consistent and apply God Asik Mechitos to the Gag Katan as well? So we're going to have to assume that somehow there are Mechitos that only validate, so to speak, or surround the Gag Gadol and not the Gag Katan. Now, how does that happen? Well, it's pretty simple. Because you've got these two batim that are contiguous. One is smaller and one is larger. And that means, by definition, that there's part of the larger house that extends beyond the smaller house. And now you have mechitzos that extend beyond the smaller house, in terms of its width, up into the end of the larger house. So in that case, is it paritz b'melo l'mokom osur lo? And here we have the theory of relativity. What do I mean? From the perspective of the ketana, of the gag katan, the gag katan is completely paritz. There are no vestiges of mechitzos that separate the Gag Katan from the Gag Gadol. So if it's completely parutz to a makom ha'asur, because the Chachamim hold that each neighbor asses the Gag of his friend, of his neighbor, then we're going to apply as far as the Gag Katan the principle of makom or reshus ha'prutza le'makom ha'asur. So you can't carry in the Katan. But now let's look at it from the other perspective. From the perspective of the Gag Gadol, since in the areas that extend beyond the, I call it the width of the Katan, I'm not sure if it's, I'm explaining myself, right? The Katan is so and so wide, and beyond that you have mechitzos that separate the end of your Gag, meaning the Gag Gadol, from the Gag Katan. Now, what's the status of those mechitzos? So that's called, I had a temporary lapse for a second. Just one sec, what's the word for that? Okay, it'll come to me. What's it called? Oh, yeah, that's called gifufin. You remember that word, gifufin? Gifufin, we had this back, I think it was in the first parak, where you had a chotzer gedola that pours into a chotzer ketana, but it has gifufin, meaning on the two sides, there are still vestiges of a kosel. So although the kosel, or the mechitza, breaches, it's open, but there's still something left on the two sides, the two ends. And again, we had a whole sugya, what the size and how wide they are and so forth and so on. But those are called gifufe. So let's get back to the Gag Gadol Mutter. And why is the Gag Gadol Mutter, even though again, the Gag Gadol is parutz, it's open into the Gag Katan? So the answer is, because that pirtza, which opens up the Gag Gadol into the Gag Katan, is not a pirtza, but rather it's a pesa. And here the Halach of Erevin distinguishes between two concepts that are so similar, and one is called a pesach, the other is called a pirtza. Now, if the opening, meaning the width of the small Gag, is less than 10 amos, then if there are gipufe, meaning that from the perspective of the Gav Gadol, you see those flanks, so to speak, those vestiges of a mechitz on both sides, and the opening between the two gipufe, which is otherwise known as a pirtza, that opens and spills into the Gan Katan, is less than 10 amos, then it becomes a Pesach rather than a Pirtza. So that means that the Gag Gadol is not Parutz, it's not a Rishus Shen Nifritza Bimlo Alamokam Oserla, because it's not Nifritza, but rather it's a Pesach. So you can have two Rishuyos, one next to the other, and we're not going to set up a din of Parutz that generates an Iser from one Rishus to the other, if the following two conditions are met. Number one, the pirtza is less than 10 amos, and number two, there are gifufe. Now, we have another principle in Erevin, which is called mechitza nireis mimakom echad velo mimakom acher. I'll try to get the exact language what does that mean? That you can have mechitzos, but they're only visible from one vantage point, from another vantage point, they're completely blocked out of your vision. So let's say, for example, I'm standing in the Gag Katan. What I see is straight into the Gag Gadol. But if on the other hand I'm standing in the Gag Gadol, then from my perspective, what I see is the gifufe. I see the mechitzos on both sides. And in this case, the mechitzos are relative. Meaning, if we look at the mechitzos relative to the Bala Gag Gadol from his perspective, there are valid mechitzos. Again, what the size of those mechitzos, we'll have to see, what the measurements, the dimensions, but whatever it is, that's enough. And that allows me, from the perspective of the Gag Gadol, to view that pirtza as a Pesach. Why? Because it's less than 10 amos wide, and it has gipufe. So those gipufe are mechitzos hanikaros. They are mechitzos that I could see from the perspective of the Gag Gadol. But if I'm walking from the Gag Katan into the Gag Gadol, I have a totally open area. There's no mechitza whatsoever that separates and barriers me from going into the Gag Gadol. So if I read to you the following, he says, Afil l'shitas rav, hasover shechachomim osrim l'taltel begag haporetz l'gagos acheres, l'fisha donen osan, kem mukaf mechitzos midin. Oh, I'm sorry. He says the following, even, you have to put the comma in the right place, even according to rav, who generates an Iser Koin Trachamim of Tiltal in your own Gag, because it's open into the other Gag. Here it's different. The Gag HaGadol is Mutter. Why? Lefisha Donino So Kimukaf Mechitzos. That we can define or classify the Gag Gadol as if it's Mukaf Mechitzos. And why is it Mukaf Mechitzos? Because we're going to combine God Asik Mechitza together with the Gipufe, Ke'ilu She'yesh Mechitzos. We first and foremost, we have Mechitzos Mishnei Tzidei Apirta. In other words, there's a Pirta into the Gag Gadol, but on both sides we have Mechitzos. And we're going to combine those with the Mechitzos of the Bais itself, which are God Asik Mechitzos. And we A plus B equals C. Lefichach einanu donim es hagag kipirtza, as if it's parutz to the Gag Katan, ela kipesach. Ve'arei hein kishtei chatzeros sheyesh pesach beinam ve'einan osro zuel zu. If you have two chatzeros, and there is a mechitza that separates these two chatzeros, then, even though there's a Pesach, there's a window, or whatever it is, an opening area, between one chatzah and the other, nevertheless, they're two separate independent chatzeros. As long as there's only a Pesach and not a Pirtza. What does that mean? So in summation of Rashi, he says, Midubar bi ofen shagag hakoton eno rochav yosem yeser amos, that the gag hakoton is not wider than 10 amos, shezeh shir Pesach. Avolim rochav hu yosem yishir zeh, if the width of the gag hakoton is more than 10 amos, then donenes ha-Pesach kipirtzo, V'afal gav diyesh lagag ha-golol mechitzos, oh, in parentheses he writes, gifufe, mishnei tzidei agag ha-koton, is asur. So again, if the width of the gag koton is more than 10 amos, that's a pirtza. And once you have a pirtza, gifufe is not going to help you one iota. And then you have, even as far as the godel is concerned, a makom or shus that's prutza le makom ha'oser lo. And therefore you wouldn't be able to carry on the top of your godel more than four amos. But if we're talking about a case of a gag godel which is less or equal to 10 amos in width, but not more, then it's viewed as a Pesach and not as a pirtza. Okay, now let's talk about the gag katan. V'agag katan asur. The gag katan is viewed as paritz m'loa l'gag ha-godol. V'afal gav shegam ha-gag ha-katan nidon kemukaf mechitzos midin god asik mechitzos. After all, the gag katan is also a roof that stands, that exists on top of a building, and the building has its four walls, and we can apply the principle of God asik mechitzos, mikomakom ein donim ki'ilu yesh mechitza beino, meaning from the gag katan, levein hagag hagadol. And that's going to be probably because it's not mechitzos hanikaros. V'nimtza shagag hakatan uparitz bimoloo legag hagadol. V'ein lo gifufe mishnei tzidei ha-pesach. Again, even though physically there are these gifufim, but they're not visible from the perspective of the gag katan. So the gag katan is therefore parts bimoloa. The gifufe did not in any way block or narrow the entranceway between the gag katan and the gag gadol. Is therefore ein donim zos kepesach ela kepirtza. V'lefichach osrim b'nei hagag hagadol al b'nei Hagag HaKotan. Okay, now, if this is pshat if this is pshat in the Mishnah, again, this is the Mishnah of Gagodol Gagkoton, which is later on in our Perek, then what did Rav Yosef tell us about this Mishnah? And Abaye is going to quote Rav Yosef's comment on this Mishnah in order to prove that Shmuel holds that even mechitzos she'enam nikaros are considered mechitzos to separate one gag from the other. The amet lo alo, you, Rav Yosef, made the following, we'll call it embellishment or comment, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, why do we say that the gag katan is asur b'tiltul? Ela sheyesh diurin al zeh v'diurin al zeh. There are people on top of the roof, constantly walking back from one roof to the other. Again, how many people and how many, you know, in an hour, I don't know exactly, but on a regular basis, there are people walking from one gag to the other. Therefore, says Shmuel, we cannot use the mechitzos, the imaginary mechitzos between one gag and the other, so that even though there are mechitzos below the gag coming from the house, But these mechitzos are now null and void. It's like, again, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't quote this. That's my ignorance. But it's like the sugyas that we had earlier in Masechta Erevin, which is called Rabim Bokimbo. When you have an imaginary mechitza, but the Rabim travel through the mechitza. Because there is no mechitza. And that undermines the status of Godasik mechitzos. Well, the Gemara quotes a different halacha. Havilei hadakot mechitza hanidreses. Now again, he's talking about the mechitza the katan. Why is it the mechitza the katan? Why aren't we being consistent and apply that to the mechitza the gadol? And the answer is that even if it's mechitza hanidreses, but I still have the gipufe, and that's going to allow the Gag HaGadol to be mutter betiltel, because, as we said, it's only a Pesach to a different Rishus, a Rishus HaOseres. But as far as the Katan is concerned, where are your Mechitzos? Ella, what? You want to apply the principle, and that's Shmuel Shitaso, of God Asik Mechitzos, and there's no reason why the Gag Katan is inferior to the Gag Gadol. We should apply God Asik Mechitzos. The answer is we cannot apply the principle of God Asik Mechitzos. We need physical Mechitzos that are apparent to the eye because of a Mechitza Nidreses. And the Mechitza of this Gag Katan is Nidreses Al Yidei Ovrim Veshavim Me'aleha. That there are people who climb, you know, who climb up to the roof, or I don't know, maybe they have a ladder up to the roof and they travel, they walk back and forth from one roof to the other. That destroys the mechitza of Godasik mechitzos that would allow us to have defined the chatzar kat, the gaga katn as mukaf mechitzos, as a separate rishus. Aval ein diurim al zevi al ze. In other words, if not for the problem of mechitza nidreses, no one's walking on the roof, maybe a cat, but that's it, if the roof is hot. But there are no people walking on the roof from place to place. The mechitza is not a mechitza nidreses. Ishnei mutar. Shmuel insists, quoted by Rav Yosef, that even the Gag HaKatan is mutter because of the principle of God Asik Mechitzos. What destroys God Asik Mechitzos, the Mafkia, is Mechitza Nidreses. But if it's not a Mechitza Nidreses, then we rely on God Asik Mechitzos, and you can carry not only from one end of the Gag Gadol to the other end, but even from one end of the Gag Katan to the other end. You're not limited by Arba Amos, because each Rishus is a Rishus unto itself, insofar as it's completely surrounded by Mechitzos. Where are the Mechitzos? And the answer is, God asking Mechitzos, even though it's a Mechitzos Sheini Nikeres. So therefore, Abai says to Rav Yosef, you yourself have transmitted the Halach of Shmuel, that we can be matir tiltel on the gag, mi tzad echad shel gag litzad hasheni, based on godasik mechitzos, even though the mechitzos sheni nikaros. The problem with the gag katan is that we mafkia the din of godasik mechitzos because of halacha of mechitza ha nidreses. And that's only the case of diurim Zalzeh, that there are diurim, you know, there are diurim in each one of the houses that use their gagos, and they travel from one gag to the other. And that's going to make the mechitza into a mechitza psula. It's disqualified because it's nidreses. But if ein diurim zalzeh, and what we have is godasik mechitzos without a mechitza nidreses, so we've isolated the problem, we've completely rejected the problem of mechitza hanidreses, and according to Shmuel, we're now going to apply the principle of godasik mechitzos, and we're going to allow carrying on the gaga katan. So you, Rav Yosef, quoted Shmuel with an ukimta, that Shmuel came up with an ukimta, and he insisted that the case in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis which Asas Tiltal on the Gag Katan is a case of Diurim Zalze, of a Mechitza Nidresis. Again, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. But Shmuel was forced into that position because otherwise he couldn't figure out why there should be an Isur Tiltal on a Gaga Katan when a Gaga Katan is Mukaf Mechitzos, Midin, Godasik Mechitzos. So he had to come up with another variable and another Ukimta that undermines the principle of Godasik Mechitzos. But as far as the Gaga Gadol is concerned, we don't care about Mechitza and Idresis one way or the other, because we have Gipufe, and the Gipufe on both sides, which are visible from the perspective of the Gaga Gadol, they set up a Mechitza, and the opening now is only a Pesach, and therefore it's not Paritz B'Malova. So let me just read to you his summary. He says, Misbayar Midivrei Shmuel, Sha'omrim din god asik mechitzos gam b'mechitza sheinu nikeres sharei osik hu begagos hamechubarim ze lezeh. In other words, there's a flat surface here, a continuous surface from one gag to the other. There's no mechitza that meets the eye. The ein hamechitza tachtona shebein abatim nikeres, and nevertheless it's matir tilto on the gag because it's mukaf mechitzos. And therefore Shmuel holds, Al Kain Sover Shmuel, Sheba Ofen She'ein B'nei Adam Darsim, Me'al Mechitza Zu, Omrim Ba Din God Asik Mechitza. Now again, when Rav Yosef said, Lo Shmuel Le'Hashmaitata, as I said at the outset, I don't know what that means. Does that mean, all right, you know, I don't remember saying it, just jolt my memory? Or is he saying it, that even if you'll quote me, I'll deny it? And I think it's the latter in this case. Amale, that's not a fair quote of what I said in the name of Shmuel. You know, this reminds me, you know, they once had a question, so it came in front of Reb Chaim, and there was another Gadol b'Yisrael. So the other Gadol says, it's a Tosfos somewhere. So Reb Chaim said, no, there ain't no such Tosfos. So they checked it out, and it turns out Reb Chaim was right. So they asked him, Reb Chaim, do you know every Tosfos in Shas? So he said, there couldn't have been such a Tosfos, he said. So that Reb Yosef is saying, I couldn't have possibly said it the way you quote me. From Reb Yosef's perspective, a mechitza of God asking mechitzos could not possibly set up mechitzos around a gag and separate the gag from the next gag. Ano hachi amri lahu. Let me tell you what I told you. Lo shanu. When did the Chachamim say that in the case of a gag gadol, right, the Mishnah Daf Tzadid Beis, you're allowed to be metaltal from one end of the gag to the other. Ella sheyesh mechitza al zeh u'mechitza al zeh. In other words, there is a mechitza that surrounds these two gagos respectively. And what that means is that the only point where there's no mechitza is the point of contact between the smaller roof and the larger roof, so that each one of these two gagos is surrounded by mechitzos. But when we get to the point where the gag hakatan meets the gag hagadol, there is no mechitza. And what I meant to say was, in the name of Shmuel, that gadol mishtere begifufe, that even though at the point of contact between the Gaga Kot and the Gaga Gadol, it's absolutely open, and there's no mechitz at that point, but nevertheless, there are gipufe. And that means that on the two sides of this mechitza, there's still a vestige of those two sides, and therefore, we can define the opening area of contact between the Gaga Gadol and Gaga Katan as a Pesach and not a Pirtza because of these Gipufe. The Katan, Nifrats b'maloo. The katan, on the other hand, its machitza is completely open, and there's no gipufe, and that's why the katan is also betiltal. Aval ein machitza lo al ze v'lo al ze shnei masurin. We're not going to rely on godasik machitzos to be mata the two gagos, and if there are no machitzos that surround these two gagos, and it's just one continuous flat surface that connects one gag to the other, then shnei masur, both gagos will be us. Why? Because you cannot call this a Pesach when it's absolutely open on all sides, even though you'll tell me God asik machitzos, but those are machitzos sheino nikaros. So once again, I want to read to you a few lines from the note. And by the way, I don't know if you have this in your Gemara. I'm going to try to show it to you in my Gemara. He has a beautiful diagram here. Again, I don't know how Zoom friendly this is going to be, but I'll give it a try. I need another hand over here, but anyway, I'll try to do the best I can. If you can happen to see this picture, he has little people here on top of the roof that are walking from one roof to the other. Okay, that we said was a machitza on addresses. But what I'm more interested in is this picture on the bottom. Again, I'm going to try to show it to you. I don't know if you can see it. But the beauty of this picture is that what you see is that the Gag Katan has machitzos, but in the area that opens into the Gag Gadol, at that point, there are no machitzos. Whereas if you take a look at the Gag Gadol has not only machitzos on the right and the left, which the Gag Katan has as well, but in addition, it has machitzos in front of, you know, the back part of the Gag. And I guess it, you know, if you follow my finger, it creates this following shape. It goes like this in the back part of the Gag Gadol, goes down on both sides, then it goes in on both sides until you get to the open area between the two gagos. But what the machitzos of the Gag Gadol have are these gipufe. And those, if there's no 10 amos opening between the gipufe, those can be defined as a continuous machitza. And it's again a machitza nikeres. And therefore, the formulation here, the words of Rav Yosef, make a lot of sense. And that is that Gadol Mishtere B'Gifufe, which means we can be matir the Gadol based on the Mechitzos, and he has Mechitzos on both sides of that Gag that almost, you know, reaches the Katan, but when you get to the point where the Gag reaches the Katan, then there's a pirtza, but since you have gipufe, that allows you to set up the machitzos around the Gag Gadol, the ilu. But on the other hand, the katan, listen to the language of Rav Yosef, is katan is nifrats b'miluo, right? Because again, if you look at this picture, you'll see clearly that the Gag Katan has no gipufe. It's completely open. As far as its machitzos basically go in this direction, straight into the, you know, spilling you straight into from the Gag Katan into the Gag Gadol. Now it's interesting. I'm not sure which Tosus he's quoting here. Let me see if I can find it. Ah, I think I found it. You know, my Rebbe used to always say, watch out for the small Tosfos. Do you see a small Tosfos next to the bottom here on Peites Amid Beis? Dibra Maskel the Katan. next to the last Tosfos. So you'll notice that he quotes a Gemara back on Daf Tes Amud Beis. That's the sugya of Chatzer Ketana and Chatzer Gedola back in the first parak. So he says that Ukimna beperek kamed masnisim. Not sure exactly. There's a little gimel here. Maybe there's a some sort of textual. Oh, he takes out the dalid. Masnisim the chotzer ktana shenifritz oligdola binichnasim kosle ktana ligdola. So that's the picture that I tried to show you before, that we have on top of the small roof, we have number one, a kosel smack on the outside, right? And then you've got coming out of the kosel on the right and the left, a kosel that's nichnas Ligdola. Nichnas Ligdola means that it's not that that kosa on the right and left reaches a 90 degree angle connecting to the gipufe of the kosle agdola, but rather it's nichnas litoch agdola. That's the Gemara there by Chotzer Ketana shenifritzo Ligdola, and the Gemara says you're not allowed to carry in the Chotzer Ketana. And why is that? Because the kosle agtana literally go beyond that 90 degree angle, beyond the meeting point with the Gipufe, they penetrate into the Chatzah Agadola. Shelo yed nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. And he, that was the halacha, the principle that I tried to quote earlier, which is called nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. Shavim Yivisnim means that you could see the Gipufe even from the inner Chatzah, which is the smaller Chatzah. In our case, the smaller God. So it's impossible to see the Gipufe. You are absolutely blinded. You have blinders on both sides because it's a Kosel, Kosle, Haktana, that Nichneso L'toch HaGdola. Do you follow what I mean? So if these are the Gipufe, the Kosle Ketana continue beyond the Gipufe. So there's no way you could even see the Gipufe. So from the perspective of the Ketana, it's completely Nifritza to the Gedola. There are no visual, there's no eye contact with the Gipufe. So that's this one little tosis here that I think actually sheds a light. Now, Abaye says, wait a minute, Rav Yosef, one word I do remember, you know, like he's going to take an oath that came out of your mouth, for diurin amritlan. You mentioned some sort of dira business. I mean, as if to say that the din depends upon dira, which I thought, in my memory, that what you were referring to is whether or not the dayorim that are going back and forth on top of the gag and makes it into a machitza and addresses. So Rav Yosef responds, and he says, "E amri lechu diurin. If I mention the word dira, now we're about to enter into another sugya. It's like a sugya inside a sugya. So I'm just going to give you and myself a little bit of an introduction to this sugya. I mean, that'll be Blineder asked study on Yom Rishon. Hachi Amri Lechu. This is what I was telling you about Dira. Lo Shanu, when did the Chachamim say that the Gaga Gadol is Mutu B'Tiltul? And the Gaga Katan is Asur. And that applies, let's say, when we say the Gaga Katan is Asur, we're not limiting ourselves to the, let's call him, let's say Shimon is the Gaga Katan, right? He's the owner. We're not limiting ourselves to Shimon. I'm sorry, start again. We're not limiting ourselves to Reuven. Shimon himself is not allowed to carry on the Gaga Katan. Ella, That only applies sheyesh mechitza reuya ledira al zeh mechitza reuya ledira al zeh. The gadol mishtere begipufe kata nifritz bimaloa. Avol yesh mechitza reuya ledira al hagadol. V'ein mechitza reuya ledira al hakatan is afilu hakatan shari livnei hagadol. And now, Rav Yosef is telling us a gewaldige chiddush, that there are possibilities, or at least one possibility, in which the Bnei Hagdola are allowed to carry from their roof onto the roof of the Katan, of the Gaga Katan. And that's a case where the Gaga Hagdol has what's called a mechitza re'uya. Mechitza re'uya means, let's say they set up a ladder, for example, and that ladder would make it easy for them to climb from their roof onto the next roof. But the Gaga Ktana did not set up such a ladder. And in such a case, where the Gadol has a mechitza re'uya ledira, and the Katan does not have a mechitza reuya ledira, then the Gag HaGadol is allowed to carry into the Gag HaKatan. Why, my taima, came into lo avid mechitza, because the Bnei HaKatan, they made a decision that they're not going to create this mechitza reuya ledira on their roof. Is saluke sliku nafshayu mehacha. They are removing themselves from shimush, from use of the Gag. And in that sense, they took their legal rights of possession to use and enjoy their Gag, and they transferred it over to the Gag HaGadol. Again, they didn't sign such an official document or make that official explicit declaration, but it's understood that by the fact that they allowed the Gag HaGadol to set up a mechitza ha-re'uya, giving the Gag HaGadol access to the Gag HaKatan, but they themselves did not create such a ladder that would allow them access to the Gag HaKatan. In a sense, they were mafkir, the Gag HaKatan, to the Gag HaGadol. And they were mesalik themselves from the Gag HaKatan, from their own Gag, in favor of, as a magnanimous gift, to the Gag HaGadol. And then we view the Gag HaKatan as an extension of the Gag HaGadol. And it's not a Rishus HaSeres. Normally we say, well, the Gag HaGadol, since it opens into, and once, if the people want to carry into the Gag HaKatan, the Gag HaKatan is a separate Rishus unto itself, and it's a Rishus HaSeres. But if the Bnei Gag HaKatan remove themselves, this is very similar if you remember the concept called Bittel Rishus. Like, you, for example, you have many batim that share one chotzer, and they made an Eruv Chatzeros, and one of them decided that he's not going to be part of the Eruv, or maybe forgot to contribute to the Eruv, so the whole Eruv is completely gone. But he could be Mavatel Rishus. He could make a declaration, I'm renounce my ownership in this Chatzer. Here too, the Baal HaGag HaKatan is renouncing his rights to use the Gag. Why? Because he failed to set up any sort of an access to that Gag, whereas the Gag HaGadol has access not only to his own Gag, but also the Gag HaKatan. Once the Gag HaKatan removes his rights, so to speak, to the Gag HaKatan, then that Gag HaKatan becomes now a Rishus that's not a separate Rishus, independent of the Gag HaGadol, but rather it's an attachment, it's an extension of the Gag HaGadol, it's like an auxiliary part of the Gag HaGadol, and the Gag HaGadol is allowed to carry from his Gag into the Gag HaKatan. And Rav Yosef is going to illustrate this by an analogy to Rav Nachman's case of a sulam, of a ladder. So this is where we're going to stop for today and for Lamaisa for this week. So let's just make a note of where we got up to. We're here towards the bottom of Daf Peites Amid Beis, and we're up to Keha Di Omer of Nachman, which is in effect 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up before the bottom of Peites Amen. So let me wish you, take this opportunity to wish you a great Shabbos, and it should be Matzah Chaim B'nei Hashem.